So there were releases. In the evenings, after roll call was over, the lucky ones are called up. Now our comrades wait for every roll call. Everyone listens with hammering hearts. Will my name be called? And is painfully disappointed when he does not hear his name. All our comrades are feverish with dreadful tension. They are happy about every shimmer of hope and clutch at every straw. They impatiently wait for the hour in the evening when the block clerk returns from the orderly room. He knows who will be released the next morning but isn't supposed to say anything. Nevertheless, everyone falls upon him. Am I on the list this time?
Every night, after the releases had been published, we formed a new theory as to the system in which these were made. Every day, the form of releases proved this theory to be completely wrong. I think I listened to more than 30 theories in the 30 days that I was a resident in the country of numbers. My own release came in the end as something completely unexpected.
We were happy for those who were released, but can anyone blame us if we also fought with jealousy and bitter sadness in the face of these frightful tortures? There's an old saying, the devil takes the hindmost. I was among the hindmost.
On the evening of December 27th, Jakob Litauer looks for me with great excitement. You're going to be released. There's no sleep tonight. It's not as if I could celebrate. I can't yet quite imagine the happiness of seeing Eva again and the good people on the outside, the happiness of freedom. The spotlight shines too brightly on the many memories of these 48 days.
On the morning after the announcement, we had to stand from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening in the pouring rain without head covering. Then on the following day again, from 11 until 3, without food and without being permitted to use the latrines. Eventually, it was announced that the Jews would not receive any tickets to travel. And at the same time, it was remarked, you can walk on foot to Stargard as far as I'm concerned. We then paid for those with no money amongst us, and then had to wait another 12 hours at the railway station before we could leave. Our clothes, which had to be disinfected because all Jews were lice-ridden, were completely ruined.
They searched our pockets if we had any evidence of our stay in the country of numbers with us, as though chilblains and shaven heads were not enough. We had to pull our pockets inside out. Some of us were too slow about it and got their farewell kicked. We got our purses and other valuables back and had to sign for it with our name. Now, we no longer were numbers. The gates of the country of numbers closed behind me, and I was once again in the world where men have names, and time goes on.
A Scharführer stops the troop on their way out and checks our release papers to give us one last scare. A guard at the command staff building opens the barrier. Not a word, no greeting, we stand in freedom.